Sturdig means steadfast or reliable. Sturdig was originally called Clansman Lifeboat Number 1. It's built out of fiberglass, 11 meters long and 3.5 meters wide, and has pretty generous headroom all the way through. It was originally filled with benches and seats for 100 people, which we then cleared out. We definitely came at this project from different angles. We had this shared love of adventure, love of beautiful, often more remote places, and definitely slightly colder climates. We like the fact that the project is constantly growing and changing, and it's been quite an organic process. We knew we had a large roof deck to fill, and with the long daylight hours on our way north, solar was the way to go. We wanted something to fit to the contours of the boat. The fiberglass is a little uneven at points, and also by its nature, the hull of the boat is curved. So having something that was thin enough that we could mount onto that surface to fill as much of it as possible, and also ideally a bespoke solution that was flexible in terms of the sizes of the different panels so that we'd be able to fill the space as much as we could. The panels really helped define the look of the boat externally. We've always wanted the boat to be this contrast of very utilitarian and functional exterior contrasted with a very homely, quite modern interior. And the panels only add to that. The most important thing for us is that they produce power all the time. They work perfectly.
And they don't inhibit any sort of practicality or use of the boat. We wanted to be able to cover the whole of the upper deck with solar panels, but be able to use that space for inflating dinghies or just get into the bow of the boat for anchoring and mooring. So actually, it's part of the look of the boat, the general kind of aesthetic that we're going for, the utilitarian expedition type vehicle, but they've turned out to be very practical in how they've fitted on the boat, how they work, how they were installed.
Often with a solar system, you're being quite careful around it. Whereas, as David was saying, we put our dinghy on top of the boat to inflate it. We sit up there and eat meals every now and again when the weather is great or the view is particularly good. Having that versatility and the solar not inhibiting our use of the boat in any way is a real benefit. Sunflare unit is so small, what you're working with really quite easy multiples to be able to fill the expanse of the boat with, you know, a 2x4 unit or a, you know, 8x4 unit or whatever. We have two battery systems on board, one for our domestic use, one for our engine starter battery and our cruising use. Those two systems are powered by our 900 watts of solar output. We generally are able to keep the batteries really well topped up, even on quite low light conditions. Having the capacity of solar that we have and the large battery capacity means that we're able to have some of the creature comforts on board that you maybe wouldn't always have on a boat. We're able to run toasters and kettles in the kitchen as we go. We don't worry about charging up the batteries for our power tools or using our laptops all day long. And not having to worry about the amount of electricity we have is one less thing to worry about on the boat. And it also is nice being able to be self-sufficient and not have to worry about how regularly we go to marinas to plug in to charge up our batteries, or not worrying that the quality of our life is any way reduced being at Anchorage. In fact, actually, when we're at Anchorage totally off-grid, that's when life is best on the boat.
It is.